This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives approves proposal seeking consideration on appropriation bill. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma says the government brought realistic budget considering country's fiscal status. National Assembly directs government to review statute of limitation on sexual crime, and Pakistani Taliban militants announce indefinite ceasefire. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Appropriation Bill 2022. The House unanimously endorsed the proposal presented by Finance Minister Janardan Sharma in the House. Earlier, during a discussion on the bill, lawmaker Sher Bahadur Tamang underlined the need for reconsideration of the appropriation bill, seeking clarification on theoretical and implementation aspects of the bill. Likewise, lawmaker Deep Prasad Gurung appreciated the overall aspect of the bill and wished for its successful implementation. Meanwhile, responding to queries raised on the theoretical deliberations on the budget, Minister Sharma claimed to have formulated a realistic budget considering the country's fiscal condition. He also clarified that the Ministry of Finance did not cut off the budget. He said the budget got cut off as the line ministries failed to spend the allocated budget, stating that the budget for the next fiscal year is only 9.86% bigger in size compared to the budget of the current fiscal year. The finance minister said it should not be labeled as ambitious one, claiming to achieve 8% economic growth in the upcoming fiscal year. Finance Minister Sharma plans to start mega projects including Nizhgarh International Airport. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota had said June 6th to 10th for deliberations and responses on different topics of the appropriation bill related to various ministries and secretariats. Meanwhile, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma Kirwala tabled the bill on amendment of some acts concerning sexual violence and the bill to amend some acts related to criminal offences and criminal procedures in the session of the House of Representatives today. Likewise, Minister for Industry, Commerce, pardon me, please listen it again. Likewise, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Dilendra Prasad Barue has responded to the proposal of urgent public importance relating to the reduction of the consumption of petroleum products in the House meeting. In his response to lawmakers' questions, he said a high-level committee led by the National Planning Commission Vice Chair would be formed to suggest ways for better managing the demand, supplies and distributions of petroleum products. The committee will advise the government on the matters of restructuring Nepal Oil Corporation, the use of green energy and the involvement of the private sector in energy supply. On the occasion, Minister Barue also said the government was really concerned about the matters of people's day-to-day life. He expressed the government's commitment to reducing electricity tariffs to provide an electric stove to each household and provide discounts on electricity bills to industries consuming a higher amount of electricity. He also vowed to lead effective market monitoring as well. The National Assembly has directed the government to accept and implement the resolution on review of the statute of limitation on complaints relating to the sexual violence. Nepali Congress lawmaker Kamala Pantha presented the motion in the parliament, which was endorsed by the National Assembly meeting unanimously after the discussion. On the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma said a study was underway for the reform in the law relating to sexual crime. Meanwhile, lawmaker Devendra Dahal tabled a proposal of urgent public importance in the National Assembly demanding a reduction in the price of petroleum products. Likewise, the National Assembly has formed a parliamentary special committee led by Dr. Kim Lal Deputa for the study, implementation and monitoring of federalism. The panel was assigned to prepare a detailed report about political, fiscal, administrative, and other structural aspects in regard to the implementation of federalism and present it to the upper house within 4 months. Prime Minister Sir Vasudeva has stressed the need for providing quality education from universities to produce competent human resources. Addressing the second phase of the 27th convocation of Kathmandu University at Dhulikhel today, Prime Minister Deva asked the university to work on addressing educational unemployment and brain drain. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
श्रम ऐन 2074 पालना गरौं। श्रमिक, श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Lawmakers have demanded the earliest revision of the Citizenship Act Amendment Bill. Taking part in a discussion organized by the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives, lawmaker Min Bahadur Biswakarma said preparation was underway to take forward the Citizenship Act Amendment Bill. Similarly, lawmaker Bhanu Bhakta Dakal said citizenship should be distributed in a way that does not harm the state's vital interests. MP Laxman Lal Karna viewed that the top political leadership should forge a consensus on the bill to endorse it. Nepal has defeated Qatar by 79 runs in the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup Asia qualifier. In the match played at UKM Oval in Malaysia today, Nepali team, which batted first, collected 117 runs in 20 overs, losing 3 wickets. While chasing the target of 118 runs, Qatar managed to collect only 38 runs, losing all wickets in 15.4 overs. Nepal will meet UAE in its second match tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English Channel's Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Pakistani Taliban has announced an indefinite ceasefire with Pakistan's government after talks brokered by the Afghan Taliban government. The Pakistani Taliban said substantial progress had been made at the talks in Kabul and the truce extended until further notice. AFP News Agency quotes a Pakistani government official saying the talks were moving in a positive direction. The UN Crisis Coordinator for Ukraine has warned there will be no victory for Russia's invasion of Ukraine as the conflict enters its 100th day and Moscow's forces press deeper into the country's eastern Donbas region. The fighting has caused the biggest movement of people in Europe since World War II. More than 14 million people have been displaced and 6.9 million Ukrainians have crossed the borders and are living as refugees abroad. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rain or thunder and lightning at a few places in Province 1 and one or two places of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives approves proposal seeking consideration on appropriation bill. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says the government brought a realistic budget considering country's fiscal status. National Assembly directs government to review statute of limitation on sexual crime. And Pakistani Taliban militants announce indefinite ceasefire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.